Welcome to SD Europe's podcast. My name is Luke Cox. I lead SD Europe's communications. And today we continue our For a Better Football podcast mini-series. For the latest edition of SD Europe's For a Better Football podcast mini-series, today we warmly welcome Member of the European Parliament, Iban Garcia del Blanco. Iban is a member of the group of the Progressive Alliance of Socialists and Democrats in the European Parliament. Iban also co-chairs the sports group in the European Parliament. Iban, thank you for accepting our invitation.
Thank you to you. It's my pleasure.
So to kick things off, could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your role in the European Parliament?
Okay, I'm member of the European Parliament with the Socialist and Democrats group. And I'm currently one of the vice presidents of the group of sports in this chamber. It is not an official group, but an unofficial one, but running with the same topics that had this intergroup in the past. I'm committed to this kind of topics by myself, especially with files related to the challenges of sports events organized in the digital environment and artificial intelligence in education, culture, and the audiovisual sector. In this respect, I have also been the rapporteur for the framework of ethical aspects of artificial intelligence, robotics, and related technologies. Within my home party at my country, the PSOE, I'm in charge of the culture and sports wing. And prior to be elected MEP, I was the president of Acción Cultural Española, that is an agency, an official agency providing public support to the culture sector and overseas, in Spain and overseas, as well as member in the past of the Spanish Senate.
So you've touched on it there, the sports group in the European Parliament. Many listeners will be curious to hear a little bit more about it. Could you tell us what it is what it is that the group does and who is involved?
Pues, so despite the non-renewal, as I mentioned, of this intergroup of sports in the last parliamentary term, together with some colleagues, we managed to establish a sports group for this term. And the objectives of this group follow on from the previous sports intergroup, and they remain unchanged. To work on all sports aspects with all sports stakeholders. For the next 2 years at the sports group, we will focus on sport and environment, innovation, digital privacy of sporting events, fight against doping, and the UEFA, of course, the UEFA Euro 2020. In parallel, we work to secure the budget for sport in the Erasmus program 2021 and 2027. To pressure factors that affect in the relationship between the supporters organizations in each country, as well their relations with their clubs. To make it off, will be the key to allow project partners to overcome a situation of uneasiness or potential mistrust towards each other or the clubs, especially in times of crisis.
So next, this is quite a big question. But what do you see as the biggest problems in football today? And what do you think is the way to resolve them?
I think we have a current very big problem, that is all things that are related to this COVID crisis, from the health perspective to the organization perspective, to the sustainability even of the competitions at this level, at the economical level. So we have to tackle with this. I think many countries have provided a trustworthy solution, but must be only temporary, timely, because we have to recover the normality as quick as we can. But by the structural perspective, I think that football, from my perspective, from a big country like Spain in this matter, I think there is a very problem of inequality between the first Super League and the other of the performance, and I think we have to democratize the perspective of the management of football, trying to get involved public, trying to get involved fans, and trying to make the administration boards of these big clubs as well so democratic, so much democratic than they are. No? I think we have to make more balanced environment all around the football, trying to enhance as well the approach to feminine football, feminine football, because I think we have to give equality to this field.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you've touched on something there, you know, about the role of democracy in football. And as you know, SD Europe believes community should be at the heart of football. And the involvement of supporters in the running of football clubs is really important. This has also been highlighted in all European Parliament sports reports of the last 13 years. Perhaps you could share with us what you think about the involvement of fans and the role they should play in the governance of the game.
I am absolutely in favour. I think that we have to take note not only to the competition or the economical perspective of football, but football is as well a phenomenon, a social phenomenon. If you paying attention even to philosophers, some of them support that football is the new Greek theater, that is over all a very high spectacle that involves by its nature as well, involves every of the aspect, not only the players, not only the sport media, but the fans and supporters as well. So in addition, I think besides of this perspective, we have to take into account that football gives a lot of visions about how the life is to youngsters, to common people. We have to take this into account. So I think we have to introduce the perspective of the fans, the perspective of the common people, because football is more than, as I said at the beginning, more than a question of investors or a question even of a football players. Some clubs like Football Club Barcelona or Liverpool or Milan are much more than a bunch of big players of today. They represent a lot of things in addition of this, and we have to take this into account. It's a property of common people and fans and supporters. And I think by the way that supporters are going to give more to the clubs than the clubs to the supporters. I think might be profitable in its ways, but I think even better to the clubs themselves.
Absolutely. I think many listening will agree with you there. So coming back to the European perspective, we at SD Europe believe it is more important than ever for the stakeholders in football to get together. And it has been a powerful method in the past to get together in Brussels to solve certain things and come to new conclusions, obviously organised by the European institutions. Could you see this happening more often? And could you see a way to ensure supporters are heard more in Brussels too?
Absolutely. Either on an online basis or on site with all the health measures in place. To perform our duties, the members of the sports group need to input of the stakeholders to guide us to work towards clear shared outcomes. As I said before, for the next 2 years, the sports groups will focus on sport and environment, innovation, digital privacy of sporting events, fight against doping, and the UEFA Euro 2020. But this doesn't prevent stakeholders from sharing with the group any other relevant topics for the sports sector. This informal sports group of the European Parliament is just for the sake to engage with the stakeholders. Please use us in this way.
Well, Ivan, that was my final question. It's been absolutely fascinating speaking to you, and I really do appreciate it. I just wanted to offer you the opportunity, if you would like, to leave a sort of finishing remark, if you want to, for the listeners. The floor is open to you, should you wish.
As I mentioned, I think football, sport in general, and football in particular, are at the core of our societies. Sport enhances individuals, make communities thrive, boost the economy, and support a myriad of aspects of our lives, like promoting healthy habits and education or tackling crime. Yet the great potential of sports need a solid work plan at the European level that works for everyone and benefits grassroots organization at a whole like you. No? I think we had a piece of what football means in this moment a bunch of days ago with the death of Maradona. No? That was a global phenomenon. Just not regardless of our personal consideration of Maradona, just for the sake of only the phenomenon, no? We are at a power that is able to change everything. We have to take note of this, and we have to make it as democratic as we could, and involve in this as many people as we could, because football and sports mean much more than a competition or a group of players or sportsman or woman. No? So let's try to make a more democratic sport and football.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Please do listen to the other podcasts in this mini-series in addition to the ones that we've previously published. To find out more information about SD Europe, head to www.sdeurope.eu.